Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Crazy Town touches down in Dublin with the Real Housewives of Orange County. It's season 11, episode 15, Shamrocks and Shockwaves coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the OC After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. It's a full house tonight. I'm glad to be back with this panel. I love you guys.
Yay.
Let's talk about what's going
you.
On.
Yes.
Thank you. Let's talk about what's going on. Blake, who are you, and where can we find you?
Well, I am Blake V, and you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Blake V Media.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina. You could find me at Thomas Rulina on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
All right. Hey, everybody. My name is Christy Olson, and you guys can always reach out to me at Christy Reports.
Wonderful. Well, we have a lot to say with this episode. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. So, of course, we want to hear your thoughts and opinions in the comments below. But first, let's get into the prep for this trip.
I mean, the big lead.
Yeah, because there was a lot of talk about like what people will and won't do. So I'm like, all right, I always pay attention to these things. So Kelly and Michael are there, and Kelly says, well, I can't wait to party. Already, it's like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep, can't wait to party. But then she tells her husband that he needs to control his alcohol. She's the one with the problem.
Okay, Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Tamara says that she misses alcohol, but she cannot have it on this trip.
Okay, Tamara. Okay.
And then Vicky had a coffee date in her bedroom. Okay.
And shoes off coffee.
Including shoes in a backpack.
Right, yes.
So, which I really liked. I really liked that backpack.
For
what it's worth,
yeah,
I liked
it. That's nice, yeah. All right. So everyone's getting ready to go. I think perhaps maybe Megan is the most excited. I don't know why, but she's excited to see this genealogist, which she could have had a Skype session with.
I think it's cool. I will on a rare occasion in this instance take up for Megan. I do think it's cool. I think that's cool to find out more about your genealogy. She seems to have known a lot about it, that her family line came from Ireland. So I do think that's cool. Us as viewers may not find it, you know, as interesting.
Right.
Maybe
yeah.
we didn't need to see so much of it. But for her, I think it was really cool. And like just to go and do the whole thing, I'm on board with that. What I thought was interesting is how it turned into a ladies' trip when, you know, at the party, it was Heather's party, I think she brought it up, and I was really expecting at least Jim to be there, or maybe mm-hmm. the husbands to come and do, like, their own thing, and have it be like a full group trip?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I was thinking.
That was interesting.
Yeah, well, they get to Dublin, and what a welcome these people got. What a formal welcome in this beautiful hotel.
Gorgeous hotel.
Yeah, it was like, on behalf of like the whole world in Dublin, we welcome you to the hotel. And I was, all right, like, I like a good entrance, so I'm into that.
Mm-hmm. And then gave them their little specialty Bev
champagne.
Yeah. Yes. The black velvet.
No one got as much attention as Vicky, though, with those flowers from Steve.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Have you all watched the Very Brady sequel movie? Have you ever watched the Very Brady movie?
Some of it,
yeah.
Yes. This scene reminded me of, this is terrible, but I was anyway. Yes. Where Jan had George Glass give her a call. She ran over to Marsha by the pool, and there was an announcement made, may the very beautiful Jan Brady please come to the telephone. But music was playing, so Marsha couldn't hear it. So Jan was so upset, but it was like someone like loving her and giving her attention. And like, I don't know. I'm not saying this was a planted thing, but I'm just saying it's a little Jan Brady-esque, Vicky.
Yeah.
I love Vicky.
I love that you're calling her out on it.
I know.
Well, it was like so perfect. And even the little note.
It's exactly what she wants. Because that's like the love tank thing. That's like the attention, the fawning that she wants. So, I mean, you know, all good fun, Vicky.
I know, right? Good for her.
She deserves it after everything that she's gone through, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a breath of fresh air on this episode to have like a new name. You know, Brianna is so into him so soon. So, it's good.
I am ashamed to buy some flowers for myself on occasion. Just saying.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think of Steve dropping the L word? They're only like, well, according to Vicky, 12 dates
in. Yeah.
You mean that as if Vicky didn't write it herself?
Yes.
No, let's say he did it. I like the story better to say he did.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that's lovely. Even Brianna said, I think she said, they're moving a little fast, and she hopes her mom doesn't mess it up, but Steve seems like a really nice guy, and everyone's kind of on board, and I know Vicky's got to love that, too, just not having any issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of nice. I like
What's too fast nowadays, anyways?
I know, really.
I just love how Vicky downplayed getting those flowers so much. Like, I was like, oh, this is a nice surprise. She's, like, looking around, like,
I wonder who they're from.
Yeah. It was very, to me, like, it just reminded me of, like, Jan and George class. I loved it.
Let's be real. 12 dates, they're practically married.
Yeah.
And Vicky speak, yeah, why not?
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. So then these ladies decided to go on a pub crawl, which I don't know if I would do. I mean, I guess when you're there, you got to do it.
Does it just sound tacky to you?
Sounds tacky, and it doesn't sound like something I would participate in because I don't drink beer. And I'm not going to be walking around the streets with like a martini glass, you know, with my cocktail either. So it's just not necessarily for me, but, you know, when you're there, I don't blame anyone for going and doing it. So go ahead and enjoy yourself.
They all had a great time. I was just sitting watching the episode. Pubs. Like, I want to be part of the crew and, like, just go to all these places.
I did,
it looks so much fun.
It looked amazing. I would be there doing that. I would be doing a pub crawl here.
Yeah.
I'm a beer lady. I'm a pub crawl lady. It appealed to me. I liked it.
Well, they went to two places, the Norsemen, which Shannon loved. Shannon was like so into this.
Well, she's a Shannon.
Yes. And then the Old Storehouse. I like to see like the names of the places, you know. And Heather can't take the shot. I am the Heather on this trip. I'm like, I will go. I will take a picture on my phone. I will check it out and experience it. But I don't take shots.
I do have to say, whoever edited that shot made it look like she was ready to go all in. Like she had the viewers built up, and then we saw the Heather that we know and love.
She had me shocked for a second there. I was like, is she going to do it? I wanted her to do
it.
That was clearly like straight up Irish whiskey. Like I didn't even see a pickleback chaser sitting there. I know they do that in Ireland. Yeah. It's delicious.
See, it's not that. I mean, I've never have successfully taken a shot. So I think that's why I wouldn't do it on camera.
Grant, we need to go have a drink.
No, because it makes a mess.
You're not doing it right,
I told
Grant.
You, give me a martini glass. I'll take a nice sip of that. No. No.
I like the looks
of
that.
I feel like that was a challenge that he just issued us.
I know.
Was that what that was?
I think that was.
Like, I dare y'all to get me to take a shot. challenge accepted, Grant.
You can spill it all over. Like, I feel like I have a small mouth. I do. I feel like I can't do it.
You could do it in portions.
I need to look this up.
We'll find you a way, Grant. We'll find you a way.
Don't have to be the fancy blowjob shots with the whipped cream and the whole stuff.
Oh, hell no.
It can just be like a little half a tequila or something.
Well, yeah.
Half.
But, you know, when they give you a shot, and of course, you're paying like $13 if you're out here, and, you know, minimum, and you're getting a shot, you don't want to waste it. So I'm like, no, I'm going to sip this until it's done because I'm getting my money's worth because I'm cheap. Or I will just get a full drink. I will just get a full cocktail.
Like a little coffee stirrer straw.
I don't want to waste it. But yeah, no, I really can't do it. Anyway.
We're so much fun here at After Buzz TV.
Love this panel.
Oh, what else? So, Shannon is irritated by Kelly flicking her nose. And then that spins off into an other nose flicking. No one's having it. Kelly feels like no one can take a joke. And then Tamara makes the mistake of leaving to go to the bathroom or wherever. And then it just went crazy and haywire from there. Let's talk about it.
Aye.
This was the point at which I was starting to feel a little bad for Kelly. Now, it didn't last long. You know, foreshadow for you. But, I mean, really, it did seem like they were ganging up on her. This is such a stupid, silly thing. Flicking someone's nose. Yes, it's immature. Sure, it's annoying that she's doing it, but that's what she's choosing to do to have fun right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Just tell her not to do it to you then. But didn't need to turn into this whole, like, oh, well, we just don't like that. And that is so annoying. And, like, just they all used it as a pretentious point to just kind of throw Kelly under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's different watching it and then being in that experience. Because you know, like, that time where you have that one person that you're kind of picking on. That's what was happening to Kelly in that moment. So it was sad in the beginning, but, you know, she took it way far.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole thing, escalated just crazy with each lady. I felt added a new dynamic.
Yeah.
To the whole debacle.
It'll be good.
You know?
It'll be good for us to recap, like to role play this, because it's a role for everyone.
Oh, yes. And
step
the way
by step. Step. Yeah, it went yeah. step by step. That'd be a good one to recreate yeah. here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah. We're gonna start with Heather trying to take the shot, and then
I'll be Heather in that one.
We will have everyone's eyebrows raised. And on that note, let me tell you about Glossier, a New York City-based beauty brand that's getting lots of attention for their unique skin-first, makeup-second approach to beauty. They make easy-to-use skincare products that give you dewy, glowy skin. People on the internet are obsessed with their eyebrow product. It's called Boy Brow, and it is a brow pomade. They're calling it a game-changer, the best eyebrow product they've ever tried, and here is why. No more complicated eyebrow kits or four-step brow routines. This is the only product you'll need for thicker, fuller, more naturally groomed-looking brows. Unlike gels or mascaras, Boy Brow's creamy wax formula gives you a soft, flexible hold. It's a makeup product that, you guys, listen, you will use it every single day. You don't need to know how to do your brows to use Boy Brow because it is super easy. You simply brush your brows into shape using this tiny mascara-like brush. It's so small. I was blessed with a little sample of this product, and I absolutely love it. It comes in three shades that work on everyone: blonde, brown, and black. I'm a blonde, just so you can judge for you all. It's only $16, and you can go to glossier.com. That's GLOSSIER.com for this special offer. Get 20% off your first purchase using the promo code BUZZOC to upgrade your beauty routine. Once again, that is glossier.com and use BUZZOC for 20% off. Like I said, I used this for the first time just a few days ago, actually, and it does exactly what they say. You don't have to draw, and there's not four steps, there's not six steps. It's just one, and it's a great
so
product.
Nice.
So everybody should check it out. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's flash back to Dublin, where Tamara says that Kelly's dick, and then Kelly with her... I love when Kelly gets fired up. She gets all red-faced. She has to turn that neck, whip it, and then she says, keep walking. I'm like, this. Here we go. We all knew. And so, of course, Tamara, the worst thing you could do with like anyone is when they turn around, they're like, oh, is that to me? Really? You're really talking about your...
She what? Just took that gasoline can and went...
Yep.
All over that fire.
Because that's when adrenaline rises and there's just no coming down. For me, anyway, if I feel like I'm provoked, then...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole thing was stupid that they were so provoked over this, but it still pissed people off.
And they were getting a little sloshy by this point.
They were like 10 shots in, for sure.
Yeah. So then Kelly kind of apologizes, but Heather says it's not an apology at all. So...
Heather had worse. Enough of her already.
Yeah, she doesn't care for her. Mm-hmm. She knows exactly who Kelly is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think we were talking about this too when the episode ended. I definitely felt initially that the ladies were ganging up on Kelly, and it was like, whoa, 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 this is escalating way too fast. Mm-hmm. And I could easily see how she felt that in that moment, because I feel like I probably would have felt that too. But when you take into consideration time after time after time that Kelly has started something like this, the ladies are just over it. So this little tiny, you know, one more little mark was just enough.
There's like
to
no room for error.
No more room for error.
No room for a nose flick.
No.
Well, Kelly continues to add insult to injury. She says that Heather is Jewish, and Jewish people are funny, and they're a good time. And then Heather says, well, that's a racist comment. Well, once you start throwing that out there, you know, you really... It turns things in a different direction when you call someone a racist. Mm. And then Kelly says that she's not a racist because she's Mexican.
Oh, that's right. Mm. I forgot how Mexican people cannot be racist. They are physically
exempt from being racist.
That's just how God made them. They're all the same.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a joke.
Then...
Says Kelly.
Yes. Then Tamara says, Kelly, had you, Heather, investigated to see how much money you owed on the lot that you bought? Like, the property, the lot that you were going to build your house on. And so Heather is just, like, laughing in the scene. She thinks... I was just watching her reaction, because it was just so ridiculous for her to even... fathom this, that she would even be in someone's business. But that, of course, added more fuel to Kelly, because then she said, well, you're a liar, you're a liar. Then she cut to an interview where Kelly said, well, I have a good friend that is a real estate agent, and they just happened to give me information. Cut back to Dublin. She said, that's a lie. Never got that information.
So do you think that she's telling the truth?
I think Kelly got this information from her friend, mm-hmm. and so she was able to latch on to the part that she asked for the information and being able to say that was a lie.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what she's like, that's a lie, that's a lie. When really, it was like...
Yeah, because she said straight out, I didn't dig for it. So you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like trying to be like, well, it fell into my lap. But I'm sure she wasn't like, stop. I'm sure she probably asked a few questions after that, too.
Yeah. I think Kelly's strategy is just way off at this point.
Exactly.
You know, there's... When you're joining Housewives, there's a strategy. You need your buddy, like what I said in previous episodes.
True.
She lost a really good friend, Tamara, who had her back, and she did describe her as defending all her, you know, crazy behavior. And once you cut ties with that, there's really no turning back. So she made a very big mistake by bringing up her daughter.
Yeah, this is a buddy system show.
Yeah,
for sure.
It is a buddy system.
Well, yeah, but you know, I think Kelly thought she had her buddy in Vicky.
Yeah,
and even when all the nose poking and all that started, Vicky was nowhere to be found.
She said it was hurtful. Vicky actually went as far as to say it was hurtful, so she wasn't there for Kelly.
You know why she wasn't there? She wasn't there because Vicky already has her strategy down. She needs the women to be on her side, and she knows that Kelly is the odd person out. So you know, she was sitting there.
And she said it too.
I love Vicky, but that's just the strategy that you play.
Yep.
This is
true.
Like Housewives is really a game.
It is. Oh my God, it's like Survivor.
It is Survivor.
She even said it in a little confessional. She was like almost embarrassed that Kelly was making a scene, and so she was just like sliding away, and she just said, oh, well, I've gotten on good terms with the rest of the ladies, mm-hmm. so I really don't want Kelly messing up my progress here. And she felt like Kelly was dragging her back down, so she just skipped town on this one. That's part of what also made me feel bad for Kelly. Yes, she shouldn't do what she's doing and behave the way she is, but she thought that Vicky was her friend. And Vicky very clearly demonstrated she was not her friend, as far as I'm concerned. Because she could have very well tried to squash it with the other ladies, Vicky.
Yeah.
She could have said, all right, let's calm down. Everyone shut up. Get another shot. Like, whatever, you know, just to defuse it. And she didn't. She just ran away.
Even later in the episode, she sat in that back row with the other ladies, made Kelly turn around, sit up front by herself, didn't go to her room, though we didn't see anyway, but, you know, made her, like, not do dinner with them. Like, you know, she didn't, like, chicken on her. Like, we didn't see a scene where she, like, gave her a call or a text. So yeah, she pretty much was like, I used you when I needed you. And now they're back on.
My favorite line from the whole episode was, how am I back to sushi party status? But it started to feel like that because, you know, she doesn't feel like she is understood by anybody on the cast. So, you know, when she's doing this to every single person, it gets exhausting. And she has to understand that there is lines that she is crossing.
Yeah. She's not on good enough terms with everyone to joke like that.
Yeah.
If everybody loved her and she was wonderful, I'm sure that this whole scenario would have gone very different. Nose flicking or not.
Yes.
You know, I think it would have been tolerated a lot better and just handled very differently.
All right. Well, all that happened in one place. So then they left. They would have gone somewhere else. And I'd be with Heather on this whole trip. She's like, I want to go shopping. Like, I'm over this. Like, we've seen enough bars. I'm like, I'm with you. Like, let's
do
something.
She needed retail therapy.
She ran all the way to Louis Vuitton and got all the way escorted out.
Yes, because on the way there, we saw, obviously, but we'll recap for those who are checking us out. But... Vic Kelly said, well, Tamara, that's why she cameras the Kelly said to Shannon, well, maybe that's why her daughter doesn't talk to her. So then, of course, in Louis Vuitton, Shannon ran up to Tamara. This one has a thought.
I just was so upset at Shannon. She gives me these moments where I'm just like, why, Shannon, why? Okay.
She didn't wait a minute.
She's giving you good reality TV.
Oh, I mean, it's great. It's great. I'm just thoroughly enjoying watching it. But I just am, like, upset about it. Like, why did she have to run up to Shannon? She already saw what happened back at the bar, and Shannon got all riled up. Tamara got all riled up. So, like, why would you have to do that? And I just really feel like, okay, yes, you know, when you hear something major about your friend, you do want to tell them, you want everyone to be on the same page, but there is a time for everything. And this was not the time, and I almost don't appreciate when it's like a tattle, like a level of, like, tattle. Like, oh, Tamara, she just said this about you.
And she knew Tamara was upset.
Same day. Yeah.
She knew it was, like,
lawyer role, if you really, if it's so bad you need to tell her, like, on a real friendship level, do it later at night when you're all back in your hotel. Like, you're obviously out, you're obviously having fun. The whole thing just upset me.
You know,
I loved it.
You know what, Blake? She was being a shiz disturber.
She was totally being a shiz disturber.
Whatever that is. Whatever that means. We've heard that. But you know what? You are totally right. Shannon could have sat on this and waited till everyone was a little bit sober, a little bit calmer, and it could have been an approach in a way of setting the ladies down together and saying, hey, Kelly, you said this. Don't you want to apologize right away and acknowledge that it was wrong?
And, like, I mean, this is a major thing, what Kelly said, in Tamara's direction. In other words, if Tamara's receiving this information, of course she's going to be like, oh, that bee! Why would she say that? Mm-hmm. But on the other side, Kelly's obviously drunk.
Yeah.
Everyone's had many drinks, so it's like, you know, Kelly says the thing that will hurt the other person the most, and then tomorrow she's crying about it and apologizing. So it's like, we got to know this about Kelly, and like, I just hated that it got all like stirred up, and that Shannon just went and told Tamara. The whole thing was not, I didn't go over well.
Kelly was definitely drunk pissed, because she, you could tell, she was, she knew she wanted to say it, and she like, she didn't really wait, like, she just put it out there and she didn't care. Like, that's how you get when you get drunk and spiteful.
And, like, venting.
You know, you just, like,
it
just
seemed
like,
venting to me. It didn't seem
you
like...
You don't hold back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she even said if she really meant it to Tamara, she would have said it to her face. And although that's a terrible, you know, excuse for what it is, I kind of believe it. Because she is that kind of lady. I mean, I think if she really has a problem with you, she will tell you, oh, Tamara, blah, blah, blah. But she didn't. She was just venting. And she thought she had a friend next to her. And instead, this friend just ran and stirred everything up even more.
Well, yeah, she didn't hold back, but neither did Tamara with hitting her.
No.
Oh, yeah. I wish we would have seen that on tape. I'm sure there has to be a tape somewhere, right?
Or at least gotten some kind of account of, you know, Kelly saying, oh, you know, I was just standing there and Tamara came up and she hit my arm or whatever it was. I don't know if they're saving that for next episode to really break it down, or if they're not going to give us those specifics because they think it's not a good look for the show. Do you guys remember back in reality TV day when you would get kicked off the show for getting physical with a cast member?
Like
Real World? Yes.
Oh, I miss those
days. It was
days.
Vegas, right? Brynn. Yeah. I mean, so that was what?
The Palms.
20,
that was like
maybe not. 18 years ago, 15 maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and nowadays it's like totally
that's
the norm.
That's true,
Yeah,
there's a fight on the Flavor of Love.
And, I miss that show so much.
Pumpkin in New York!
Best episode.
Yeah,
the spit felt round the world.
There was one fight with this one girl, something. This is Flavor of Love season 2. And she said to this other girl, she said, if you come, because the girl said, if you touch me, you better not. She said, you better not touch me. Don't touch me. The only man that's touching me is Flav, sweetie. And she said, if you touch me, you're going to be eliminated. And then so something came at her and said, if you cut me again and do anything like that at me again, I guess I'll be eliminated, bitch. So, that was just a good flashback.
I think she was talking to Sweetie.
She was a mess, sorry.
I love it.
I think that was her name. I think her name was Sweetie. There was a Sweetie on that show.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. It was Spunky. It was Spunky. But there was a Sweetie on the show. Yeah, it was Spunky
Sweetie,
and something.
Spunky. Yeah. Something.
And what a classic line in television history. The only man that's touching me is Flav. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, back to Dublin.
You know, I feel like
the show's a disaster. I love it.
Going back to Kelly, I feel like she kind of deserved that, to be honest with you, because, you know, you just don't say those things, and there's some things that, you know, if you're really going to go there, you say it to the person, and I felt like telling somebody else, she kind of deserved what she got, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like that one, it's like there's always that one person that doesn't get invited to the table of friends, and we're just seeing it in this version.
I don't blame Tamara, though, at all for what, and I know you don't either, but I'm just saying, like, that was a switch. Like she said, she's so red. You flip a switch like that, like, I call it an Italian temper, like, you come out, you do that, and, like, you're responsible for my actions if you do that, because it's like you can't do that to someone, something so sensitive and so personal that she's cried about, and you claim you haven't watched the show, but you know just what to talk about.
And that's what I felt Shannon did by delivering the message. Shannon's got to know this is a sensitive thing to deliver. She delivered it to Tamara, like saying, hey, you need to tie your shoelace. I mean, it was not, It was not not handled with care. It was just like, she said this thing about you. And Tamara's like, what? So, I mean, I think that was poor planning on Shannon's part, too. Yes, Kelly shouldn't have said it, but I really think Kelly was venting. And I just think that was terrible to, like, go and deliver that message.
Well, she got a piece of Kelly at the sushi party. So, you know, they're not on good terms at all. So she's kind of, I don't know.
I think Kelly just said it because she wasn't confiding in Shannon. She just, she knew that it would probably get back to her, too. She knew. I think she knew. I think she was probably hoping that maybe Tamara would hear her.
She said it, like, a little loud.
Because, you know, when you got, you know, when you, like, don't have enough balls to really do it, but you're going to put it out there anyway.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's see. Let's see if I can flip this bitch out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's terrible. But, I mean, it's reality TV, kids. So Tamara had her moment where she called Kelly Satan and disgusting, and she was, like, completely, like, losing it. I couldn't believe that they were in the same car going back together. I thought they were going to separate them.
Yeah.
Because it was interesting. Tamara kind of kept shifting things in that seat, and I was ready for her to, like, move that table out of the way and go after her. Because I thought she was maybe still holding back, you know, coming down. But, like, when the girl gets, when you see that person and you're in the same car with them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I had a scenario like that once, and it wasn't great. I don't like sharing a car with someone I got in a fight with, you know? I don't.
Well, I think more than that, it seemed like Tamara was still so upset. Would there be more physical attacks? And the fact that no one was mad at Tamara for doing that, I mean, Heather was so disgusted by having been thrown out of this store.
That's all she
cared
about.
She wasn't, she was mortified.
It's on record now.
Is there an American woman in here?
And she was not taking Tamara to task on that, though. Like, hey, you know, this was really your behavior in the store that caused us to be kicked out. I'm not going to give Tamara a pass for getting violent, and I'm surprised that the other ladies did.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not surprised Heather did. Heather, she tries to be fair, but she's not very balanced.
Especially when it comes to Kelly. I mean, I really think it comes back to this whole first thing of, had Kelly shut her mouth this entire trip, it would have been fine.
The entire time.
You know what I mean? If she had just kept it mellow the whole time, it would have been fine. But because she's got so many strikes against her, any little thing, I think, just set the ladies off, including Heather, or especially Heather, because she had, like, the one-on-one issue from before and all of this. So I think it's really unfortunate for Kelly, but I think that's the rationale. I just really think that's what the ladies are saying. Like, you know, you've done it a million times, and this was the last straw, and we're done with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we thinking that they would bring her back for the next season?
Oh, I hope so.
Do you think
It's almost getting to that point where the other ladies are going to refuse to shoot with her.
Yeah. You know what?
And they're not going to have a choice.
Yeah,
it's going to get a little too toxic.
Because like, you've got Shannon and Tamara who will team up. Heather will be more than glad to not have her on the show. Mm-hmm. So if, like, you've got three and pull in someone else, like,
she's going to probably need to bring in a friend.
Yeah,
that's what's probably going to happen.
I love to hate Kelly. Speaking of Megan, though. Kelly ran to Megan to fill her in on everything. And Megan, she's like, yeah. And then they said that I was looking to see how much Heather owed on her lot. Like, they made it look like I was looking into her. And then Megan said, well, that sounds like something that I would do. I liked that.
Which was fine.
Yeah. And Megan is shocked that Kelly went for the Sydney card, and she really can't defend Kelly either, so.
And I thought that was a really unusual comment coming from Megan, because she made the joke about, at her own expense, saying, oh, looking into records, that sounds like something I would do. Well, precisely. And then in the next statement, she said, well, that's a line you don't cross, is talking about someone's, you know, someone's daughter. Oh, but it is a very fair line to cross, to go into a person you don't know's past and pull up exes and figure out medical records. And, like, she did a very calculated, deliberate attack on Brooks last season.
Yeah.
And she crossed all kinds of lines that everyone else thought were unacceptable. But suddenly now the line that Kelly crossed is, I just thought it was a little contradictory. Yeah, what you're saying.
Yeah. She, out of everybody, I feel like, is the most confused on who to side with. Vicky, she's got her plan down. With Megan, it's like she's brought this woman on her show, and now she's causing all these issues. So I feel like she's the one that's like, okay, do I stick with the majority of the cast, or do I stick up for somebody who I'm not really happy with the things that she's saying and doing?
Okay, tell me, I'd love to know what you guys think on this. It strikes me like Megan and Kelly were never really friends before this.
Yeah.
I can't see them being good friends either. I don't know what they would have. Like, they're both different places in life. They appear to be different ages. Like, I just don't see how they would be connected.
Even personalities are, like, so different.
Yeah, totally.
What do you think, Christy?
Yeah, no, I've been suspicious of that since the beginning, but I don't think that's uncommon. It's always, you met her before one time. Okay, you're the friend who's bringing her in. I mean, we always see it, so.
I'm permanently suspicious
of the previous friend status.
Tamara says that she feels bad because she kept making excuses for Kelly when Kelly went one by one through all of her friends, and I, you know, I was like, really? I thought about this, and I was like, you know what? She's kind of right, though. I have to give Tamara some credit. She did try to, like, dig a little deeper with Kelly. Mm-hmm. So I thought, like, wait, why is she giving herself all this credit? But she did, and, you know, now she knows who she's dealing with, so be smart about it and don't make friends with her at this reunion.
Well, she wasn't wrong. Tamara wasn't wrong. Kelly is very hurt, and that is why she's doing these things, and because she's dealing with marriage issues and that kind of a thing. It was kind of the new line was, well, I shouldn't have defended her so wholeheartedly. But those things are still true. I mean, that still is why Kelly acts that way. And I like that Tamara tried to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, it's true. Well.
Someone had to.
Yeah, well, I don't know. There's lots to say about that fool, Kelly Dodd. But it'll be interesting to see what comes up next. But yeah, what else do we want to say? Any final thoughts on tonight's episode before we move on to news and gossip?
We really have to address this physical altercation that went down in the store. Like, they need to go there. I need to hear a firsthand account from either Tamara or Kelly. They can't just show us that and then not give us any details.
Yeah,
about
I want to know what kind of punch it is. You know, Tamara's getting ready for that competition. So, is that a punch? Are we just pushing
Probably
her?
Probably really hurt, Kelly.
Yeah. She deserved it. I'm sorry. Kelly deserved that punch or whatever it was in that store because, you know, she kind of asked for it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's true.
You know how Tamara is.
Yeah.
She'll go there.
She will go there. Yeah. And she went there.
Yes. Well, let's take a moment and look at some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, something we didn't hear a whole lot about on tonight's episode, but remember that Vicky claims she has this secret of Shannon's.
Oh, yeah.
And Shannon was responding to that this week in an interview, and she said, you know, I don't lie. Vicky is making something up again. Shannon said she was blown away by Vicky's threats. And as for the book party, Shannon wanted to explain herself because she did get a lot of backlash of people saying, oh, you know, after Vicky said she had this secret on her, then Shannon just wanted to chummy up to her. Well, Shannon says she just got so sick of everyone saying that she couldn't move on from the Vicky situation, and she just wanted to prove that she could. And seeing Tamara and Heather say that she was scared of Vicky, she said was very disturbing. She never has been scared of Vicky, and she never will be. So,
well, okay.
No secret, according to Shannon. However, Kelly confirmed in her blog that Vicky told her the secret. And Kelly even kind of said, well, it's not much of a secret anymore because Vicky told me about it.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And a little
I want to know what it is.
It's convenient. It's convenient again for Vicky to go back with Kelly in this circumstance because she's on the outs of everybody else.
And we saw that all kind of explode on Twitter a couple weeks ago. Yes. You guys remember. And we reported that the network or the production company told the ladies, no more negative tweets, save it for the reunion. And reportedly, Shannon was the one who had complained about the negative tweeting, but she did not let up this week. She was talking about Vicky on her Twitter, responding to fans and kind of going back and forth. And so I just thought that that was pretty hilarious that she was the one who complained and got told. They all got told to shut it down, and she didn't shut it down. Right?
Yeah.
Shannon. One more little tidbit. Megan Edmonds is also receiving some criticism online because she keeps posting, you know, that she's still traveling. She's going to see Jim and she's still flying on planes. Her due date is in November. So she is very, very close to having this baby, but she says she doesn't care that the high altitudes exacerbate her fainting spells. Remember, she has claimed to be very, very susceptible to fainting. And she did confirm that, yeah, I even do faint even more on planes. It's happened several times, but that won't stop me. You know, fainting isn't going to kill me. It just sucks.
That's surprising.
Aren't you not supposed to fly in your third trimester?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what people were saying. And, you know, apparently the reason is only just because you could have a baby on a plane, not because there are health risks. But why would you take that risk? When you faint, isn't that like an oxygen to your brain kind of a thing? I mean, it can't be healthy for your baby to faint.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised that she would even risk it, considering how far she's come.
Mm-hmm. Right, I don't agree.
Yeah, so I thought that was a little bit questionable, and some other folks did as well. So that is your news and gossip.
It's hard to tell Megan what to do and not to do.
So true.
With her recording the fight next week, see, that's when you know that's not your friend. You know how they were in the bus and with the phone. I mean, if your friend is like under attack, you're not gonna like record them while they're being attacked.
Who had the phone, Megan?
Megan did.
Oh, of course she did.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Okay, because Kelly was saying, oh, Heather had her phone in my.
I think that's what she
meant.
Maybe
they all whipped it out. Who knows? Mm. Well, wow. Tamara spoke up a little bit on Instagram, right?
Yes. Yeah,
about
thank you for
reminding
Kelly's
me. Comments about Sydney.
Yeah, so tonight, 1 hour ago, as of when we taped the show, she posted like a meme of this girl crying. It says,
Sydney did.
No, Tamara.
Tamara did. Okay.
She said, have you ever missed someone so much that even the thought of them made you burst into tears. That's what the meme says. Then she wrote personally. She said, my heart hurts every day, and praying and keeping busy is all I can do to stop the tears. I'm bawling my eyes out watching. I miss my daughter so much, I sometimes feel like I could die of a broken heart. Broken heart emoji. It's in God's hands. Hashtag, I will never give up on you, Sydney. So it's a sad post, and it's still very much a problem in her life. So
I just don't get it, you guys. Since the beginning, since we started hearing about this Sydney stuff, I just don't get it. Sydney just wants Tamara to stop talking about her. Stop talking about her on the show. Stop talking about her on social media. And Tamara continues to do that, and that is Sydney's problem. So I would love to be able to ask Tamara, if that is Sydney's complaint, why does she continue to do it? And maybe it goes much further than that, but I would really, really love to have Tamara's answer to that question.
I feel like it's the pain. Like, it's just like an unbearable pain to have your daughter not want to acknowledge your existence. I'm sure that's just, she just can't help herself, I feel like. But we don't know. It's sad. Wow.
I know, it's a tough situation.
Yeah. Well, let's take a moment and think of what's coming up next week in Dublin. What could be happening?
Yeah, ooh.
More drama.
2.0, I know.
What's going down in that van? Like, now what?
The whole camera thing is interesting to me. We're going to have to get clear on that next week.
Yeah.
I was under the impression it was Heather, but maybe it's Megan. I don't know, but that's piquing my interest right now. I want to know who's filming what.
And why, when there's a camera crew there, did anyone feel they have to whip out their camera phone?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, it's like a different vibe. You could just post that right away. You don't have to wait for people to edit that.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing more of the trip. I love the trips because they're all like they're forced to be together. Mm-hmm. And I mean, how awkward is it going to be for Kelly to re-enter that group?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the ladies are going to continue to treat her like a 12-year-old, and they're all going to continue to act like they're 12 years old.
Heather will.
Yeah.
Heather will definitely not respect her for the rest of this trip. Heather's not going to want anything to do with her.
Or ever. I think I think she was done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm curious to see how that's going to go, because you know, at the reunion, she's probably going to be super apologetic. They might hug it out, but you never know how that's going to be. I always try to think of how the reunion's going to look.
Yeah, and in the meantime, you know, since we've seen Kelly in these episodes, fast forwarding to reunion time, she will have become this pseudo-celebrity, this reality TV star.
True.
So will that give her some more chutzpah, maybe?
Yeah.
And is she going to come into the reunion guns blazing, or will she be apologetic?
Yeah.
I could see her going the other way entirely and just coming in and trying to ravage everybody in it.
I think if she was really, like, tough, like how she plays it off, and if she was really tough and not crying about the things that she's doing and saying, she'd probably have a bigger fan base. But because we see her have her meltdowns and she has to reach out to her husband, I feel like that the fans aren't really connecting with that.
You're so right, and it makes me think of Stassi.
I was just
from
Vanderpump
Rules.
Yes,
because she owns it. She never apologizes.
And
she
she's
says
out.
Some of the meanest crap you have ever heard, but she owns it, and people love her for it.
Yeah. But she also seed her way out of that.
That's
show,
very true. So. They couldn't keep her around anymore. That's true.
We'll see what Kelly Dodd has next episode.
Yeah. Do you know if they taped the reunion yet? I don't think they have.
No, they have not.
No. See, New Jersey just taped their reunion, and their show started after OC. So I guess they have a shorter order. Because I want to know, like, there's always rumors that come from the set. So what we were saying about Kelly is I'd like to know where her placement is at that reunion, because that'll be kind of telling.
Remember, she and Vicky were shopping a couple weeks ago for it, so it's got to be very soon.
Yeah.
That would be really surprising if she was sitting next to Andy. Because yeah. that would mean that they would want to keep her around for previous right. season. But if she's sitting all the way at the crusty end of the sofa, then she's probably not going to be here next season.
I predict it's going to be Andy in the middle, Vicky next to him, and then this Kelly. And then on the other side, well, maybe Shannon? No, Tamara, Shannon, Heather. That's my prediction.
I don't know. It's always interesting.
Yeah.
I think you're onto something there, though, because wasn't Yolanda on the edge of the couch on the Beverly Hills reunion?
The farther
and she's
you
gone.
Slide down, and even Luann, she made it all the way to the front of the seat when she would be, like, all the way at the end for coming back. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
We gotta talk about that.
It's gonna be good.
It really is.
We're on episode 15, so we've got, what, like 6-7 weeks?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
Oh, they better get that thing filmed.
Yes, I know, right?
I love the comments in our YouTube section because everybody that's watching our show is very invested like we are. So it's really good to like interact with everybody.
Yes, I love that.
I feel like I need to take a shot on the show.
Yes!
And then it'll hit
me.
Because I have to. I go right from this show to going into New Jersey. So I'm going to need three or four. I'm going to need a couple before going into
Jersey pregame. I love it.
Yeah, that's probably in the works. Figure that one out for me.
Figure it out for me.
I don't know what I'm doing. All right, where can we find you guys? And where can we keep the conversation going?
Well, you can find me, Blake V, on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Blake V Media.
You guys can find me at Thomas Rulina on all my social media, and I also do the Robin China Show, which is Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
You guys can always hit me up at Christy Reports on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And please tune in tomorrow night to the AfterBuzz TV Total Bellas After Show. We have a lot of fun. If you love Housewives, you will love the Bellas.
Thursday, October 13th, you can support me by watching my show, Grant's Rants Hollywood Live, kickoff on the BidChat app. Grant's Rants Hollywood Live, just said that. But watch it over there, and you can listen to it next day on all major podcasting platforms. Find me on Twitter if you want, at Grants_Rants. And that'll do it for us from the OC Ladies in Dublin here at AfterBuzz TV. Mm-hmm. We'll be back next week with a lot more.
Top of the evening, guys!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.